This is In the Word Podcast with Lil and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
This is episode 239. We're talking about how prayer really works. And boy, what a timely topic with all that's going on.
Yes.
We need to pray, saints.
Yes.
Saints, we need to pray.
Yes.
And when we say pray, we're not just talking about petition, beg, plead, ask, you know, hope, wish, dream. That's a segment of prayer. That's a part of prayer, but it's not all of prayer.
Yeah.
That seems more like a wish list or a genie in a bottle if it's always about what can we get out of God.
Right. And, you know, I think that as I look at Luke 21:36, that when God created his whole system, when he created prayer, it's designed to do something in us.
Right.
And so probably multiple things in us. So when I look at Luke 21:36, it says, keep on the alert.
Mm-hmm.
At all times, praying, and you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and stand before the Son of Man. But I think what God is saying in all of that is that there's going to come a time in our lives as we live for Him that we're going to have to, you know, be aware of what the enemy might try to do or what might be thrown at us in our lives. And that's not a time to be running for prayer. We should already be prayed up because that's a way of life. That's my feeling. We should already be, if we're not there, we should be working on, that should be our lifestyle, is to pray and really talk to the Lord and see how He wants us to approach Him and walk in that way. Then the answers to our prayers will be more plentiful, you know. So that's just a thought I had, and I saw this one scripture. I thought, oh, okay, that's good. Being on the alert. There are other scriptures that talk about that too. So when I think about that, I'm thinking, I don't want to run to God just when the bad thing happened. I want to already be in His arms.
Exactly.
Before the thing even happens, and I know He will carry me through.
Yeah, because prayer. Prayer suggests a relationship. Prayer is about a relationship between the Father and His children. Mm. We don't.
Right.
This is not something that we just conjure up. God doesn't. We're not estranged to God. We're not strangers.
But don't you think, as we live the way we live in America, primarily, is that we have our life and our this and our everything, and then prayer is over here. You know,
yeah.
Maybe when I need prayer or whatever.
Prayer is kind of like an emergency hotline.
Right.
It's a safety net. We pray when it's beyond our control.
Exactly. When we can't figure it out or do whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so insulting to God. Even as I think about it.
Right. It is. It is, because He so much wants to fellowship with us.
Yeah, and He deserves it.
He
deserves our time with Him. He deserves our obedience to Him. He deserves it.
If we really understood who He was and how much He loved us, we would be ashamed of ourselves.
I think one day we will.
Right.
Be ashamed of how little time we
spent
with Him and how we treated Him.
Because during the last episode, when I sort of gave a working definition of prayer about prayer being talking to God, you know, and I think I mentioned that it's communication. Com means in common, dialogue, two in that conversation. Right. It's a dialogue that's not a monologue. It's not just us spilling our guts to God.
Yeah.
It's us communing with God, which means we're also listening to Him.
Yes.
So that means there has to be two-way
for
prayer to be biblically based prayer. It has to be a back and forth.
Yeah.
God talks, we talk.
We talk, yes.
You know, God has to be able to get a word in edgewise. So.
Yeah. And a lot of times He does, probably. I'm just speaking to myself. I can't speak for the whole world or whatever, but yeah, we probably have so much to say and begging that He, like you said, I know you're just joking with that, but that he can't get a word in edgewise.
But I mean, he could get a word in edgewise.
He's such a gentleman, huh?
Exactly. But he just lets us ramble on and, you know, just rant and rave. And
he probably wants to just say, listen, you guys, if you only knew what I have in store for you.
Right.
You may have some suffering on that line, but still, the end result of what I do in your life is going to be so phenomenal. Above you could ever imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the word of God has to be at the foundation of our prayer, yes. According to John 15, for instance, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, yes. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So part of the evidence of being a disciple of Christ is that our prayer life reflects the word of God.
Yes.
His words remain in us. And then we say back to him. Mm-hmm. We say yes. back God's words yes. to him. That's true prayer.
Yes.
Reciting, acclaiming, exactly. Replying, responding right. to God's words.
Yes. And guess what? This is another lesson, but that is the weapon of our warfare, is yes. the word of God, our praying back to him, our talking back to him,
yes.
what he said to us. So right. it's covering a multitude of things to look at it that way.
It totally is. I totally agree with that. I love when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation over in Matthew 4 and Satan was coming at him with stuff and Jesus responded, man shall not live by bread alone, mm-hmm. but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was quoting at that moment. He was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. Right. That was from the Old Testament. Yeah. He didn't just, say that on the spur,
right.
although he could have, because he is the Word, according exactly. to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But he was quoting from his already yeah. written word.
That's our weapon.
And the weapon of our warfare
is
God's word.
God's word.
And that's what he used in temptation. That's what we use in temptation.
Yes.
That's what we should use in
at
prayer.
At all times, when we're feeling down, when we're going through right. this and that, the other, his word. His
quote
word,
the word. Yes. Read the word. Say
study
the word.
It. Yes.
When you
ponder.
Pray, make sure you have an open Bible nearby
yes. Yes.
or an
yes.
open
yes.
heart where you're sharing the word. You're saying back to God yes. what he said to
hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.